We were holding Daf Tzadik Omer Aleph on top. That the Gemara said over them from Rabbi Yechanan that Lanitzchel Lanefesh Lanikshrei Vor Begidin. On top, on the Tzadik Omer Aleph on top. That Alma, what do we see from Rabbi Yechanan? Alma, we see that Issa Mekudoshim Kodim. That Issa Mekudoshim comes first. In other words, that B'shas the Uber, the fetus is created in the behemoth. First, the Evorim are created, and then the Gidim come in. So we're talking about now a Vlad of a Korban, it means you have a Korban Shlomim. So the Vlad, the fetus inside, as soon as it's created, it has Kedusha. And the Gid Anosh is not created yet until later. So again, we have the Kash and the Mishnah. Can the Mishnah say that the Yisra Gid is Noeg by Kochim? The Chur first, it should be Chal the Yisra Kochim. That's the most question. And Morris asked Alma, what do we see again? That Yisra Mekudoshim Kodim, that the Yisra Hegdish is Chal on it first before the Gidim are even there. So Morris says, yes, Afagav the Issa Mekudoshim Kodim, even though it's true the Yisra of Mekudoshim first of fetus has its Kedusha on it, but still also Issa Gid Chalalayu. I'll tell you still, our mission holds that the Issa Gid Anesha later when it's formed could be Chal even on Mekudoshim. And the reason is why? Shekein Yisra Noi B'vnei Noyach, because the Issa of Gid Anesha even applies to B'nei Noyach. Knows it has a chumrah to it, this Issa of Gid Anosh over the Issa of Mekudoshim, therefore here would say Issa Chalal Issa. Samar says, no, Man Shamed Lei, who do we hear this svara from? Man Shamed Lei, Hai svara, from who do we hear such a svara? It must be Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rashi said, the Noi B'vnei Noich, Rabbi Yehuda B'shloim Asnissan, Rabbi Yehuda in the end of our parak, we'll see later. Now, Voho Masnissan Lech Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission here, Lechur, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Tiktonikus, our mission says, Noi bebehemo v'chaya, v'yerach shel yimin, or v'yerach shel smil. Our mission says that the Gid Anosh applies by the thigh of the animal, both by the right side and by the left side. Now, that's the Tanakam of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda argues on this, and Yehuda holds later, we'll see, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Gid Anosh does not apply to both. The Gid Anosh is only on one side. Only one Gid Anosh in an animal. So you see that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashi says, "Opachinim and Shamal lehaisvar the neighbor they neich." Rabbi Yehuda, aye, our Mishnah is not like the Dukton, because our Mishnah says, "Bierach shas no shav smoil, Bierach shal yimin v'shal smoil." Now, if you look at Yehuda, Shamin lelekamo here from Yehuda later, the Yom he holds, ain't in the gate to be echad. That no, the Gid Anosh is only in the gate to one side, not to both. So, kids, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Someone says, yes, I'll answer you that high Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, tell you, Sova lo kavose bechoda. He owes like Rabbi Yehuda in one prat. Upolagale bechoda, but he argues on in another prat. Zenachnam, he argues, our Tana holds that the Gid Anosh applies to both the Yemin and the Smil. But he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the Issa Gid Anosh applies even to a Ben Noyach. Therefore, he would say, Issa Chal al Issa. Samora says, Aim of this Shamat Lei, the Rabbi Yehuda, when do we hear from Yehuda Shita, the Temeya, the Issa Lav, it's only a Lav, but Kachem, the Issa Chorus, Mishamat Lei. So Rashi explains, like, when do we hear of Yehuda says this Svara? The what? The Yossi Issa Gid, the Chalal Issa Tumam, when do we say that the Issa Gid is called an Issa Chomer? That I keep Chalal Issa, the Afagav the Issa to Meimoi, even though the Issa Tuma is Chal on an animal. Be Meimoi, the Issa Gid Einoi, Adshe Nola Yula until it's born, to Rabbi Yehuda Einoi, be Shlil Kom, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gid Anosh does not apply to a Shlil to the fetus. Afiluachi Chal Gid Atumeya, so Rabbi Yehuda agrees on the Behemoth is born, the Issa Gid Anosh is Chal upon the Behemoth Tumeya. And what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Rashi says, Mishum the Issa Tuma Lav Biyamul, it's only regular Lav. The Issa Gid Chomer, Shekeinoi B'vnei Neyach. But the Issa of Gid Anosh is a more Chomotic Issa because it even applies to a B'nei Neyach. But when does Rabbi Yehuda say such a Svara that we say Issa Chalal Issa, since the Gid Anosh is a more Chomotic Issa, that's only by an Issa Lav of Tuma? But by Kodshim, the Issa Chorus Mishamadlei, here we're talking about a Korbin. Rashi says, Shaidei Kodshim Bolodei Chorus. When Ochlo B'tumai, Pigol B'Noisa, a person eats it when he's Samei. He's Chayiv Chorus. Whereas if you eat Pigol B'Noisa, you're Chayiv Chorus. So Mishamad Lei, do we hear from Yehuda the holes that the Yisra Gid will be Chal upon Yisra Mekudoshim? Maybe no. since the Yisra Mekdoshim is also Chomer, maybe the Yisra Giv will not be Chal upon it. So back to the Kash on the Mishnah, what's on the Mishnah to say that the Yisra Giv Anosh applies to Mekdoshim, why L'chur Tshvi Yichsor from the Ein Yisra Chal Alisa? So Mor says rather, Elohocho b'mabav keres atinan. We're talking about over here that an animal is giving birth to its Bechoro, to its Bechor. The first time the animal is giving birth, and therefore there's going to be a Kedusha Chal upon this Vlad, that has Kedusha's Bechor on it. But Rashi speaks out, the Loi Kodesh Vlad Ela Berechem B'Yitziyosoi. When does the Vlad first get its Kedusha? When it comes out B'Yitziyosoi. It's so the Ashminon Tana Didan, our Tana lets us hear. Diaf Agav Dien Gidnoi B'Sham Mekdoshim. Even though by other Kabonish, you don't have the Yisra Gid Anosha. To Yisra Mekdoshim Kodim, it's Chal first Kedyamrit. Tietziris uba kaidemis, because the fetus forms first without its veins. Therefore, the suloyos is the gid v'chal by a regular korbin, where when the fetus is being formed from a korbin. Therefore, it has kedusha right away. Afiluach, even so, as Rashi says, yesh mukdoshim shagid noig bim. There are some mukdoshim that gid is noig. So going b'chor, b'monoshach, inoy b'shlil is the gid kodim. If you tell me now that the din giranosh is negay with a shlil when it's in the stomachs, when it's a fetus, so for sure the yisra giranosh is chal first. It doesn't go off. And even if you say it's not noy b'shlil, it's only chal when the fetus is born. If so, tavai Rashi says b'adi adadi yosi, they both come the same time. Because by a b'chayra first gets his kedusha b'shas yitziya. But the Gemara says alohocho b'mevav keres askinon te berechem kodush. So when it comes out of the womb, that's when it first gets its Kedusha. So Monashach, like Rashi says, either the Yisra Gid was Chal before, if Yod the Gid is Chal and a Shlil, whereas if Yod no, they're both Chal of Asachas, therefore you have the Yisra Gid and Moshe be Chal upon with the Kedusha of Bechayro. The boy is saying another Teretz could be Pshar now Mishnir, the boy is saying, for Lodos Kodeshim, Bev Yosan Hen Kedoshim. So we're talking about now the Vlad of a Korban. Enoch Nami, the mother was a Korban Shlomim, and he gave birth. But don't say the Pshat is that the Uber has Kedusha as soon as it's formed in the mother's stomach. No. I tell you, we hold that the Vlad is Kodshim first get its Kedusha Bevi Yosan after they're born. So it's Solomon Monashach, again like a Bechora. If you hold that the Gid Anosh is Chal on a Shlil, see, the Yisra Gid Anosh was Chal first. And even if you hold no, it's first Chal when it comes out, so again, both are Chal b'Vasachas, the Yisra Kodshim, the Yisra Gid Anosh. Therefore, our Tana holds in our Mishnah that the Yisra Gid Anosh is Chal upon Kodshim, meaning an Uber of Vlad Kodshim. Omer Abichir by Yosef, Loi Shono, when was this learned in our Mishnah? Le Kodshim HaNecholim, only Kodshim that you can eat from it. Rashi says it means chates v'yoshim v'shlomim. Ba'ashenke now b'kodeshim shen necholim. Less like that korban oila. That there's no part that you could eat from it. There's no edible part of a korban oila. Then I'll tell you ain isa gid noig bim. There's no isa gid chal upon a korban oila. We'll soon see why not. Rav Yechon says no. Rav Yechon no mar echad kodeshim hanecholim v'yechad kodeshim shen necholim isa gid noig bim. Yes. There is the Yisra Gid. Lemaise, if you eat the Gid Anosha from a Korban Oilo, also you'll get Malkus for that. So what's the Machloikis? The Gemara says like this. Omer Rapapa says, for Loi Pligat, there's no Machloikis between Reb Yechanan and Resh Lakish. I'll tell you, there's no Machloikis between Reb Yechanan and Reb Chia Bar Yosef. Why? So Papa says like this, that Kan Lahal Koisoi, Kan Lahal Loisoi. One is talking about if you get Malkus, Rashi says, Loku imochl, if you eat it, you get Malkus. And one is la loisa, means la mizbeach, to put it on top of the mizbeach. That ain isa gid noik, you mean la kamon, like siv lo yoichal ha mizbeach. There's no isa gid anosh to get to the mizbeach. Meaning to say, you allowed to burn the gid anosh of a korban oil on the mizbeach. But if a person eats from it, avad, they'll get Malkus, there's no machoikis. And Ika the army is something like this. Omera, Papa says, Beloy plig, there's no machoikis. That kan lechalitzoi, v'kan la loisoi. Rashi says, man diyon mei noig, but when it says nan noig by korban oilo, lechalitzoi komar. That means to say, shein ne metzuvu lechalitzoi meni erich. You don't have to tear it out, like cut it out from the erich. That's what it means to say. Well, man, the yom menoyig means the aloyser kor, means the osel aloyser fnei atzmoi. Let's say you separated, you pulled out the gira nosher from the yerech of a korban oilah, now by itself you're not allowed to burn it. So it's no machloikis. If the gira nosher is attached still to the yerech, you're allowed to burn the whole thing. But if it was detached already, the gid by itself, so be an issa, since it's not nechel by itself, you can't put it on the mizveich. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omar lahaloisei pligi. No, it could be a machlekes. We'd allow to burn it lahaloisei pligi. Rashi really says this, telling the two sheets we just had before. According to one sheet, to be lahaloisei will be pligi. But Korban he adds, no, it's a machlekes. What Man Yamosun says, even though it's the gid is still attached to the yerech, you're not allowed to burn it. By Korban Eli, you have to first take it out. You can't burn it. So what's the pshat? The tiny will learn like this. The Gemara in Zvachim. The pasuk says, "Vehiktir ha'koyin es ha'kula mizbeichom," that the koyin should burn everything on the mizbeich. So it means l'rabois ho'atzumois v'hagidim v'aknayim v'atlofim, comes to include you're supposed to burn the korban, its atzumos, its bones, v'hagidim and the veins, v'aknayim and the horns, v'atlofim and the hooves. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say afilu pirshu. Let's say the bones became detached from the meat. Maybe still there's a mitzvah to bone, to burn the bones and the gid of kenayim. Tamalim, and this note, the pasuk says, v'yosi so'oi lo'secha ha'bosu v'yadam. Supposed to mashmoni burn the bosu and the dam? Mashmon, not the other things. If so, I bosu v'dam yochu maybe yechloit gidim v'yatzonebi v'chuyiv to take out, to cut out the gidim, the veins v'yatzomus and its bones, v'yala bos l'gabi mizbeach, and put the bos on top of the mizbeach. Maybe just the bos and not the bones. And this Talmud, the pasuk says, no, v'hikter ha'koyin es ha'kol ha'mizbeacho. The koyin should burn everything on the mizbeach. If so, ha'ketzer, how does it come out? Comes out like this. Michu borin, when the bones and the things are still attached to the animal, to the bone, to the meat, when the bones and the hooves and the horns are still attached, then yalo, then there's a mitzvah to burn it by korban olam. Pirshu, let's say the bone became separated, or the horns, or the hooves, then afilu b'resha shem mizbeach, even though you have the horn on top of the mizbeach, still yordu, you're supposed to take it down. There's a b'raisa. Now, o man tana d'shamadle d'yoma pirshu yordu, who is this tana that holds that once the yatzamas, once the gidim was separated from the meat, there's a mitzvah of yordu, take it down, do not burn it. Rebbe, he goes according to Rebbe, the tana would learn like this. Again, when the pasuk says v'hikter ha'koyin es ha'koyil, the koyin should burn everything of a korban olam. So the rabbis comes to include ha'atzomis v'ginav ha'kanayim v'atlofim, comes to include the bones, the gidim ha'kanayim v'atlofim, v'afilu pirshu. Even if they were separated, still you should burn them. Still there's a mitzvah to burn it. If so, v'omani mekam, whatever do with the pasuk that says v'yasisa l'secha bosav yadam. Mashma, you're only supposed to burn just the bosra and the dam and nothing else. So that's not talking about the poikin, where it came off the mizbeach. Meaning to say, it was ready on top of the mizbeach, was ready burnt in the fire on the marocha. And then poikin means it came out from the amarocha. Then there's no mitzvah to put it back. Rashi says, poikin means me'al hor. It was off from the fire. Then you have no mitzvah to put it back. Ha'ketzad, ichule bosor atomachzer. When you have the meat of the carbon, even though it was on the mizbeach burning already, even though it became a little ichul, it burnt up already, and it comes off the fire, still there's a mitzvah to put it back on the fire. Ma'ashenkein v'yatomachzer v'chulegidim v'yatzomos. But you do not have to put back on top of the mizbeach if it was burnt already, the gidim, the veins, or the bones. Once they came off from the mizbeach, then you don't have to put it back again. This is the pshat according to the Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, even though b'yerdu the atzomis, still there'll be a mitzvah to burn it. That's the Tanakama. But Rebbe says like this, no. Kosav v'echoreim, one posik says, v'hikter ha'koynes ha'koyl. Supposed to burn everything. Reboot, it's a marb everything. For kosav v'echoreim, another posik says, v'yasisa l'secha bosav yadam, no. You should burn only mashma the bos and the dam. Meat, it's a meat, only this and nothing else. So Rebbe says, okay, so it has to come out both psukim. So Rebbe old sheet is like this. Michu borin, when the bones and the veins are still attached, then yalo, then you're supposed to bring them all and burn them. Pirshu, but let's say the bones were detached, then afilu b'reshu shem mizbech, even though they're on top of the mizbeach, yordu is supposed to come down. That's Rebbe Shita. So kids, you see, according to Rebbe, that the bones, once they're detached, there's a mitzvah of Yerdu, take it off the Mizbeach. For Rabbanan, the Gemara says, they hold Mechubar on Le'Yisachro, they hold you only the Pasek a Ribuy, if it's Mechubar. Le'Yisachro Le'Rabuyei, me did you have a Rosh Hashalolos, the same thing as the head of the Yerla, that Avad is a mitzvah to burn it. Rashi says that Sorach Shek Rivenu Sholem, you have to burn the whole head, the Chsivit says, V'yes a Rosh, for Re'atzom is Harbiyesh, inside the skull, in the head of the animal, in the Korban Eloh, there are a lot of bones. Elamai pshita wat, the coals of man, the atzamas are attached to the boso. Pshita, you have to burn it. So if there are a bone hole for that, you don't need a posik. If so, what's the chiddush of the posik? That even though they're pirshu, still there's a mitzvah to burn it. And what's the miyut? That once it was on the maracha burnt already, now it was poikim, ichulei, gidim, the atzamas, on that there's no more mitzvah to burn it. That's the Chom Shito. So Asimur says that the Koran to Rabbanin Mechubor Lo Yitzchokrol Rabuye, because me did have the Rosh Hashemaz Beach. It's Ki Yitzchokrol. When do I need the Pesach to be Marbrit Lepirshu? In the case where it was separated, even though the bones were separated from the meat, still there'd be a mitzvah to burn it. That's the Chom Shito. For Rebbe, what does Rebbe say? Mechuborin the Hetero Loi Yitzchokrol True Rabuye. What's mechubar?